Hello and welcome to the screencast of Bharti M79 input method. My name is Sandeep Sheshrao Shedemake and my email address is sandeep@fedoraproject.org. The project URL is fedorahosted.org/bharti. So a bit about Bharti. Bharti is an enhancement to input method based on inscript layout, and it implements a unique transformation rule of deleting on the fly the previous dependent vowel or matra for Indic languages. The project is licensed under GNU GPL v3 or later. So in this screencast we will be looking into the installation and features offered by Bharti layout. The current release of Bharti is 1.0-0 and can be downloaded from this location. I have already checked out the tarball and let me maximize this window. Let's move ahead with the installation process. So let's extract the files from the tarball and let me change the directory to Bharti M79. Let me clear the page and now do a listing. Over here you will find the install.sh shell script. So become root user and install and run the install.sh. You can check the exit status also. So we are getting a 0, which means that the maps and icons have been successfully installed. This is an F14 box. And the input method used is IBUS. On the panel you can see the icon for IBUS input method framework. So we have installed the maps and icons. Now let's restart the IBUS. Now left click. Okay, now let's add input method for Marathi language. Bharti, add, close and restart IBUS. So this brings to an end of installation process. Now let's move ahead with the features of Bharti M79 input method. And let me maximize this window. So to understand the features offered by Bharti, the best way is to compare how certain input sequences are handled by inscript layout and then by Bharti layout. So let me add inscript layout as well. So right click on the icon for IBUS input method framework on the panel, choose preferences, input method tab, select Marathi language, and select inscript M79 map. Add it, close and restart IBUS. So now we will see how input sequence 1 is handled by inscript. So let me select inscript and let's see how inscript handles input sequence 1. Consonant ka, dependent vowel sign a, matra sign e, dependent vowel sign U, vowel sign A, dependent vowel sign O. So let's see how Bharti handles input sequence 1. Consonant ka, dependent vowel sign A, dependent vowel sign E, dependent vowel sign U, matra A, matra O. So what we have observed is Bharti deletes previous matra or dependent vowel on the fly. That is, we will see once more that the matra sign is getting deleted on the fly this way. Okay. So that was the first feature of Bharti. Now let's see how the second input sequence is handled by InScript. So let me select InScript. Consonant ka, dependent vowel sign E, matra sign E, matra sign E, and twice. Now let's see how the input sequence 2 is handled by Bharti. You can see the change in icon over here with InScript and Bharti. So consonant ka, matra sign E, second matra sign E, third matra sign E, fourth matra sign E, and fifth matra sign E. So what you can observe is with Bharti, number of matra or dependent vowel after consonant is restricted to 1. So that's the second feature of Bharti layout. Now let's see how input sequence 3 is handled by InScript. The input sequence 3 is related to input sequence 1 and 2 and the features offered by Bharti. So let's see how input sequence 3 is handled by InScript layout. Consonant bha, e matra, O matra, A matra, consonant R, consonant T, dependent vowel sign U, dependent vowel sign A, and dependent vowel sign E. Now let's see how Bharti handles input sequence 3. Consonant B, dependent vowel sign E, matra O, matra A, consonant R, consonant T, dependent vowel sign U, matra A, and dependent vowel sign E. So this way Bharti functions. So the main feature of Bharti is it deletes previous dependent vowel on the fly. The second feature is number of dependent vowel after consonant is restricted to 1. Okay, now with Bharti you can also enter any of the arbitrary values which convey no linguistic content like ka, e sign, I hit spacebar, backspace, e sign. So you can generate any of these arbitrary values with Bharati. The only thing is you have to hit spacebar and backspace to generate non-linguistic content.